Post game, well, Coach, we knew coming in it looked like it could be a kind of a lopsided game. I know La Junta's struggling. They've given it a good effort there, but I thought it was more important for your girls just to come out and play Scott City basketball.
You know, that's what I told them before the game. I was like, we still have to come out, even though we know what the outcome should be. We have to come out on fire. We have to be attacking. And the girls really were ready to play defense again. We worked the ball on offense and got some good shots, got everybody involved all over the court. You know, so it was still a good team effort.
That it was. I mean, in the first quarter, you had, I think, 8 or 9 subs, and you were at 8 scores there. You had 9 scores by halftime and finished with 11. And have you ever been involved in a game where 11 players scored for you?
No, I've never been in a game. No. That's a good sign for this team that they don't care. Yes. They're going to pass the ball to the girl that's open, and they want their teammates to look good.
Well, you know, and you mentioned they passed the ball around well, and you know they continued to be aggressive, get the proper steals, get the proper kickouts, you name it there, and but it wasn't they continue to crash the boards hard, I guess you could say, is what I was kind of leading into.
You know, they've really taken a lot of pride in that this year. Everybody goes to the board and tries to get that trash basket, mm-hmm. and they work hard. No matter if they're big or small, they work hard doing that, you know, and they're getting some easy baskets doing that.
You got a lot of your bench to play a lot more minutes in that second half. Third and fourth quarter had the running clock in the fourth quarter. That allowed Valeria Castillo to get 4 points. You had Katie Weathers coming in now, and she didn't miss from the floor. I think she had 8 points. She really shot the ball well, and Peyton Gentry had a couple nice plays there as well. Cameron Winderland just barely missed that three, but you know, just kind of looking down the list, those 10 through 13 haven't played much. Varsity all year really came in and played pretty well.
You know, they do. They work hard in practice, and they do the little things. And, you know, when the shot came to them tonight, they had the confidence. You know, the girls are on the sideline yelling at them to shoot. Mm-hmm. So that might or might not give them a little more pressure. but the girls on the bench are really cheering for them and trying to get everybody to score. And they just do so good at passing the ball and taking their shot when it's good. And we get good shot selection. It's not like we're forcing shots and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm super proud of everybody.
Well, it's big for you guys as well. Your opportunity for you today to get greedy. You always, in like a tournament format like this with 3 games this week, you always want to have a winning week. You got that 2-0 start last night, 2-0 opportunity to go 3-0. And to go 3-0 in a week, 3 games in 3 days, and to do it the way you guys did, there's a lot to be said of that.
You know, I am super proud of the girls for going 3-0. And it some of those games, you know, the score looked big. But on the whole, the defense is what really got those scores that big. And, you know, I'm super proud that they've really bought in on that. They're working hard, and it's truly a team game out there, and that's just so much fun to watch.
Well, you begin playing some schools in the league and non-league play. 3 more to go before the break. Tuesday night, it starts with a road trip to Cimarron.
You know, we're going to be ready. You know, we want to really continue this confidence, this style of play, everything, the teamwork. And, you know, we got three league games coming up right here before Christmas break, and it's going to start with Cimarron, and we're going to get down there and do what we need to do.
All right. Well, congratulations on the victory, Coach, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.